I had the chance to meet Dave Parnas in 1972 in Berlin. As I told you, we tried to get professors and it was very hard. And so we tried to find them in the States. In 1972, I made a trip to a conference in the States visited some people who I tried to acquire to from Berlin.
I see.
Which was, I was silly. Yeah, as a young man, I tried to pick up a professor in the United States. And Dave Parnas was one of them.
I see.
No, I didn't visit him in the States, but somehow we came in contact with him, and we had him for a lecture in Berlin, and that was exactly the time when he wrote his very famous paper on the criteria to be used in decomposing systems into modules. That paper and some other papers contained the idea of data abstraction as a modularization principle. Mm-hmm. So, and in the same time, I'm back at the technical university, in the same time, 1972-73, when writing this, the first version of the manuscript for the students, I started programming in Singular 67.
Mm-hmm.
Now, almost everybody knows that Simula was the first object-oriented programming language.
Yes.
So I'm one of the oldest object-oriented programmer because I tried all the algorithms in this book in Simula 67 in 1973, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, Dave Parnas with his ideas on data abstraction. That came together in my head. And I tried these things 2 and 3 years at the university and then came to that START project and we had to do design. Nobody knew how to do it. Okay. So it was a big chance, gold digging. And we made, I think we were the first, almost the first people, only a few people who made in this time, 1977, a design of a real system, commercial, under commercial conditions,
mm-hmm.
with that idea of data abstraction. Of course, there were a lot of papers around in the scientific community, and of course, they were trying these ideas in university courses, but not in a 100-man-year project under commercial conditions. Now I learned from a book from Ivar Jacobsen that they did something similar in the same time in Sweden. Maybe they were earlier than we, but I'm not quite sure. So I'm very proud about that.